Welcome to Rolling Tinches. My name is Jason. Today we're playing the second session of Burning Wheel, the revised edition by Luke Crane, which I didn't see last time. Today we have...
Oh, sorry, me. Nagor, Keeper of the Chalice of the Damned.
Leon. Michael.
Excellent. And Jason. But whatever. I already said that at the beginning. Alright, and so we're going to go through our beliefs and instincts and traits, and if there's any changes, I think we discussed anything beforehand, so and I'll make sure I have them written down here. So we'll start with Nagor.
Nagor, but it ends with a B.
Whatever.
You should edit that in the interview. Got it misspelled on the internet and it makes me angry.
B as in gruel of bitch.
Ooh, gruel of bitch.
He's a gay elf, so.
Anyway, Haldir's beliefs are, I will live up to my father's legacy, I will not suffer the false king under the mountain to live, and those who violate nature's path will be returned to the earth. And my instincts are, never bow to a human, I have a new instinct, that is, I always blurt out the first thing I think about someone, and my final instinct is, I never lie. Ever.
Wow, so never lie and blurt it the first thing.
Yes. This is an excellent combination.
I like it. Alright, and any notable traits that are worth noting?
I have a lot of royalty. Like, all my traits are, I'm an Aetharch, I'm a Fae, I'm an Ammon, I'm a Prince of the Blood, and I'm a Lord of the Ages. I come from an incredibly impressive lineage.
Cool. Alrighty. So, next is Arcturus.
Orc has saved my life, so I shall protect him. Orcs have slain my comrades, they shall pay with rivers of blood. I must stop at nothing to retrieve her locket and memories. For my instincts?
Yes.
Yeah, for my instincts. Never trust an elf. Never accept an insult towards dwarves. Never turn down a free gift. And as for traits, I'm very, very bearded.
Alright, and Mike?
First belief. Oh, I will behead Gonash and regain my lost honor. I will crush the enemies of the Horde and leave them as is my birthright.
Right, that's a new one, right?
Yeah.
Explain why you took that.
The way the story is progressing right now, where I have, I regained my lost comrade, Dredger, I feel like I can, my character can actually go and, take on, Gonash, kill him, and then I can claim the Orc Horde as my own.
Excellent. Okay. Resume.
My last one is, I will not rest until I find my wolf hatred. My instincts, always take the biggest guy first. Never back away from a fight. And the newest one I have here listed as, always use my allies to achieve my goals.
Alrighty, any notable traits?
Tasting the lash.
Yeah, that's the one where... If someone tells you to do something, you do it.
Yeah.
If someone wielding a whip gives him a command, he has to follow it, regardless of the command.
I guess he got a roll against that if he otherwise.
Yep. There's not a roll. It's he has to do it. It's a rule.
Is that on himself?
No.
Blast himself? I don't know.
Tell himself to do something.
I will not taste the lash any longer. I will not obey commands.
So, so that's everybody's stuff. So we're actually going to resume on from the last place we left. And the last thing last place we left off to was in the bar of Elga's. Bar,
Olga.
Particularly Olga.
That we're
Olga,
kind of raiding. Right.
The Olga individual. She's missing. On top of that, we had some arrangements made up that your character, I think.
Yes.
That you're going to go back and see him at a later date.
The following day, following evening, wasn't it?
Yeah, following evening. And you had just walked outside not too long ago and got into a bit of a dispute with other elves who were questioning your leading ability and questioning their safety, and you told them, this is what I want you to do, and I want a cart, and I want all this other shit.
Yeah. Go fetch me things, minions. I go forth to recapture our homeland.
Minions?
As the mighty king that I am.
God. So, we're going to resume at that point, and you now have a cart and a horse and buggy, and what else did you ask for? That was it?
Armor.
Armor.
Armor,
yes,
for an
armor
orc.
For me.
Yeah, but
he's wearing a hat.
Sure. We didn't get you to roll.
Awesome.
Yes, we did.
Yeah, we rolled resources.
Yes, and with a gray resources of 12. Mm-hmm. Oh no, sorry. I can't have a resource that high. My resources is what's after gray? White.
White, yeah.
No, you can't have a resource
yes,
that
you can.
High. It's
you
just
can.
That's the only thing you can have that high.
Yes.
Yeah, so I have a gray resources of 12.
Yes.
I just sort of get whatever I want.
Sort of.
Generally.
When you start getting up to castles and stuff, remember, it's like a difficulty of 10. And stuff.
Yeah, so I could conceivably fail in getting a castle.
Yes.
Although, the odds are still mathematically
or a warship.
Favor.
Or a warship.
Yes.
Yeah. And anything with an ob 8, actually, I probably make it roll, or an ob 7, because that's could have a lot of failures.
Yes.
And with that being said, what do you guys do?
I believe we set out looking for Olga.
Well, it's everybody got their own attire here, so you know, each person tell me what you're going to do. Or
as it stands right now, I'm aware that he's concerned about his friend.
Yes.
Although barely. I still need him to help me with what I want to do. So thus, to continue our current friendship, I will aid him in finding Olga.
Perfect.
Nobody's told me shit about missing Olga.
No, you're outside, or no? Like, outside of the bar.
Well, I fetched shit, and so I assume I'm waiting for them, because as far as I know, we're going to siege the mountain.
It's true. Within minutes, everything you want is there.
Well, of course it is.
Okay.
With the armor and thing. You guys are still in the bar.
Well, I would like to exit said bar.
Okay.
And address the gay elf and mention that we have a slight detour before storming the mountain.
What do you mean, a detour?
Olga is missing. We will find her.
Who the fuck is Olga?
She's my friend and the owner of this said tavern we just walked out of.
You seem confused by the concept of mercenary. Mercenary means I pay you, you do shit, not I want you to find my friend, she went missing. That's not my problem, I'm a fucking king. Solve your own issues.
Sounds like we have a duel of wits. Because
you
guys,
right?
Because you guys are not agreeing on something. This is perfect time to bring it to mechanic duel of wits. Excellent, I love it.
God.
So we're gonna do a duel of wits conflict right now.
What do I look like, some errand boy?
Okay, I have a quick question. So we've met the gay elf. What was our understanding with the gay elf? Because I that's a bit funny.
I was going to pay you to help me clear the mountain.
Yes. Payment. I get it now.
That's how that works. I promised you boatloads of cash. In exchange for
I'm actually very conflicted
mountain.
Here. On one end, we have history. On the other end, he's giving me armor.
Yes. I also promised you armor.
Okay, you're explaining.
Yeah, I'm explaining it right now, yeah.
Perfect.
Dulowitz is the world business of politics and religion, swords and fire and agility of the world war. High-end stakes, political negotiations, a character must find himself in caught in a possible, unacceptable way to cut free of his tongue. The Duel of Wits is an extended conflict used to resolve a debate and argument in a game. Characters use verbal attacks and maneuvers to overpower and destroy their opponents and make themselves appear for all to witness. So, at the end of a Duel of Wits, it's not mind control, and what that means is that even if the person wins and he gets his stakes, though you're sort of obligated to at least be persuaded by it, meaning that you still got to do whatever the stakes were because you agree to them, right? It's like flipping coins, heads or tails, whoever wins. You still go ahead and let the stake, but you can always, in your character's mind, you can always say, well, I'm going to get that bastard back later because he didn't do it, or whatever, right? Or say, or at least make a compromise in the end. The body of argument. To begin a duel of wits, there must be two characters willing to defend and dispute positions. Each side must have a clear It clearly states their case. This is called the body of argument. State your case. When creating a body of argument, which is that, once cases are made clear, when creating your body of argument, each player must describe his point in belief, why he is right, like why you believe you're right. Players state their cases one at a time. So, the body of argument. Once the cases have been made clear, each player tests a skill. So, state your case.
I have to find Olga. She's a friend. I owe for our provisions.
Perfect.
Our quest is far more pressing than locating your friend, who we don't even have evidence is in danger. And I'm your employer and paying you for a job. I have no stake in rescuing your friend.
Okay. Good enough. Body of argument. Once the cases have been stated and it's clear, which is pretty clear here, each player tests their skill, which he is going to use in a duel. Add any successes to the skill test to the character's will exponent. That's the total body of argument.
And I'm going to set an ob 4 to my voice of ages and test that now, because it affects the dice of my skill.
Sure.
One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight.
So, got it.
Yeah, definitely.
So whatever your bonuses are is what you have.
I get +3 to my oratory and persuasion for the
duration,
for the duration of this duel.
Right, good. So for you, what do you want to use? Oratory, persuasion? I guess it doesn't matter. They're all will. Most of them are will. Will, what is your will?
Six.
Six?
Six black.
Right. So you get your six dice, but you have an additional ob.
Yeah, I think so.
So you got a will of six, so you can use beginner's luck and roll six dice, which will give you your body of argument, but the first success is declined.
So telling me to do that now? Or
yeah, everybody's going to do it now, because you can't fork anything. And you, you get three to your... Are you using oratory or something?
Yeah.
So roll six dice?
Yeah, we'll see now what he's going to do. If he's going in on your side, then he can't do the swip swap. He has to support one person. So you can give him a dice, but you will be on his side the whole time, because you're part of his body of argument.
Yeah. Primary objectives are involved with the mountain, so I actually have to side with the elf.
Okay, so you can give him a dice.
So that's sitting at 8 right
plus
now.
Plus your two. Fork. So it's 2 dice.
So I'm rolling 11 dice total.
Yes. All right, so everybody rolls your shit.
All right. 1, 2, 3, wow! 4.
Oh, that's pretty good. So the first one knock off.
6.
So that plus your will exponent is your hit points, your body of argument.
4 plus...
your will.
The will is 6.
Yeah, so 10. That's your body of argument.
Wait, I get to add something to it?
Yeah, you get to add your will.
Oh, Jesus. Okay, I have 19.
Yep, perfect. So, if I win...
we allow whatever has happened to Olga to have happened to Olga, and we're going to the mountain.
If you win,
we find Olga before we leave to go to the mountain.
Volley 1.
Rebuttal.
Dismiss.
Alright. So, you're about to say something?
Sweet.
You're Gael, who knows nothing of the way of the dwarves.
I don't need to know anything about the dwarves to know what our mission is. We have an objective, and we need to complete it.
How do you play?
Hiya! 5, 6, 7 damage to your argument, sir. Against you.
Right. That does hit you. Yep. You don't get to defend against it.
Yep. I've got 2 successes.
Okay. And he gets his defense dice.
Wah. I have 3.
So I'm in the mud.
No, you're not. So basically he defends against it. Alright, next volley.
Dismiss.
Rebuttal.
The exact opposite. So
yes.
You get to split your dice up between attack and defense.
And I've only got the 6 dice.
Right.
Your opinions are ridiculous. You can't possibly understand the importance and weight of this mission. You're a fool, and we're doing it my way.
Your rebuttal? You're a gay elf, and I don't trust you.
One damage.
But his odds increased by 1, so...
Right, so that negates. So 0.
Here's where you try and take away from my plus.
Right, and then he tries to get his dismiss.
1, 2.
Right, he gets +2 to his next roll. And next one.
Point.
Point.
What the topic?
Oh, defense. Defense against all except dismiss.
So it's a versus.
So it's a versus test. So you go ahead and do your point, which is basically an attack, and you do your...
So I'm saying...
A four.
Yeah. Look, we don't have time for this nonsense. We need to get moving.
And you say...
Helping others could be very beneficial.
Good. All right.
Hiya. That's my...
Ouch.
Yeah.
I think that ends you.
Yeah.
Well, what was his defense?
Two.
what's your health at? Six?
Yep.
So... No, you have one health left.
You have one body of argument left. All right. Now, you can walk away if you want to, or you can go ahead for another three volleys and see what happens. If you walk away, you do whatever, and but you shut up. If you fail, you can still sort of talk about it, but, yeah.
For the sake of I haven't killed anything for a while, I'm going to walk away from this.
All right. Well, at least you know how the Duel Wits works. The fight system is very similar.
So, yeah, basically we exited the bar, they got into the little...
A little argument, and then he said, fine, we'll go to the thing. We'll look for Augur later.
Mm-hmm.
So now what?
Meet with Dredger.
Mr. Duel Wits, too, right?
It's kind of on the way, isn't it?
Yeah, but it's okay.
You want to bring an elf into the camp?
We have orcs willing to kill
well,
orcs.
Well, you can be entertainment.
You're now informed.
So, guys, what do you do?
I need to pop down my points here.
Yeah. Free will is a complex system.
There we go.
We have to boil it down to it. Can't be. Alright.
Hey.
Roleplay. Beliefs. Yeah. Instincts. Yeah. Do something.
Now that we've got that out of the way, I say we move forward and take the mountain. Let me phrase, we're moving forward and taking the mountain. And I walk in the direction of the mountain.
In the cart?
We need to stop first.
No, we're going to the mountain. You agreed with me. We need to go to the mountain.
We need army to take mountain.
We have me and an orc. Fucking army. Mountain.
He happens to have an army waiting outside the city. Willing to help us.
Is it more orcs?
Yes. Strong, powerful orcs.
So we're either going to the mountain and killing all of the orcs, or going to the orc camp and killing some orcs, and then going to the mountain and killing all the orcs. I hired you to kill orcs. All the orcs. No more orcs. Technically, I should kill you.
Dredger is trusted friend and ally of Gruul.
Not of me. He's just another fucking orc raider.
Bend over.
Fuck.
Then on to the mountain we go.
Want to start another duel?
By the way,
the cart and start walking.
By the way, you can always escalate to violence.
We have a donkey.
You can always.
Donkey? I'm riding the donkey.
Like you can. Like you can always decide if you're losing a duel of wits to go fight instead. You just look like an ass to everybody else, but you can kill somebody as well and injure them and stuff. Like if you ever want to get to that point, you can always have the option of attacking somebody.
I'm taking the ass in the cart and I'm going towards the mountain because I've had enough of this chatter.
I'm getting on the cart.
Okay,
and we're going.
And what are you doing?
Figure out what the fuck plate does.
You look in the book. Yeah. You find plate. And then you write down the defensive capabilities of plate.
Okay.
I ever do that for my stuff? Hopefully.
Apparently we're going straight to the fucking mountain.
Which is what kind of grade was it? Just normal grade, I assume, because you got other elves.
It is elven plate.
Elven plate? Okay.
Because it
so
is
look
elves.
At the elf stuff then. Look at the elven plate stuff.
Does it fit me?
Yes.
Yeah, well, we made it fit you.
Well, I specifically requested...
So, how are you guys getting to the mountain? Like, what sort of obstacles do we have here?
We're on a cart. We're riding to the mountain.
There's a trail that leads to the mountain.
Okay. Is there anything that would be in your way?
Orcs.
Orcs, yeah. So you might want to sneak around the orcs?
No, the objective is to kill all the orcs.
Yeah, I'm a dwarven mercenary. We're going straight on the middle of the road.
Yeah.
I mean, between the camp, like, right through their camp?
Oh, no, they're not on the road.
Yeah, their camp is not on the main fucking road.
We're taking the main road.
They would be destroyed by the city if their camp was on the main road.
No problem. You're there.
Excellent.
You're now in front of a vast mountain. It looks like a little bit decrepit.
An old dwarven fortress.
Right? The old dwarven fortress. So you traveled for like maybe a day or two. And the large gates are there, and the gates are like hanging off like hinges and stuff. And there's like things that looks like there's like arrows and shit all over the place. But it looks like otherwise there's just a big open door that's like, welcome. And there's no orcs around.
What do you mean there's no orcs around?
Well, fearless, so we walk on in.
It's a gigantic cave inside. Like a
fucking right, we walk in.
Right through the front door.
Alright, so what's your intent?
To find and kill all the orcs. All of them.
Sure.
Kill things and find the missing locket.
I have a very simple objective here. No more orcs in the mountain.
Alright. So you're just announcing your presence basically when you go in?
Yep. We seek Gruul. He will die by our hand.
It's Gruul.
Or Donash, whatever.
Immediately when you walk in, you walk into this large, open-ended area, and it's almost like when you start walking in, you don't see anybody yet until you start getting into the deep into the actual mountain. And then there's this one pathway that just leads straight down to the throne room. And as you get close to the throne room, you see a orc sitting upon a throne wearing a crown, and there's no other orcs around.
Why is he alone?
What do we have on said cart we've been taking with us?
Well, you don't have the cart inside.
Okay,
you?
Outside?
Is said orc still alive?
Oh, yes. He stands up and looks upon, and looks down at you. He carries, he's got these old rags and stuff on him, right? Like, what, tethered rags. And he has a staff, and the staff has a skull on it.
Is it Gonash?
He's wearing the crown. It's, well, he knows it. It's Gonash. He's got the scar on him.
Okay.
Right? And he just says, who are you? Enter Gonash's throne room.
I immediately whip out the axe and run for him.
Are you going to attack him?
Oh, fuck yes.
Alright.
I arm myself and follow
him. I have some lost honor, too.
As you guys hear the, like, as he begins doing whatever, he slams his staff down. You begin hearing rattling bones rise up.
Alright. Well, I draw my sword.
Okay.
And start singing.
Okay, perfect. Good enough. So, you can see that Gonash's eyes are kind of, like, red and tilted red and stuff. And he's, like, wearing some kind of neck piece or whatever it is, like a necklace or something, and he points down, and like as you begin approaching, he gets his staff out and gets ready to like jab you off the stairs because it's like stairs. So we're just gonna do a straight up bloody versus right now. Okay. Before we do the fighting mechanic, we're not gonna do that yet. So what do you say? Anything when you're running up there, Mike?
My lost honor shall be mine again.
Here, hand me that and I'll find you.
I will regain my lost honor.
His intent is to make you guys tremble in fear using brutal intimidation. And, of course, his minions.
Undead minions?
Yes.
Alright, slotting them all. Again.
So who's taking the lead to charge? Sounds like you are.
Oh,
yes. You're leading the charge. What's your intent?
My intent is to split his fucking face up. I guess I'll have to use my axe skill.
Okay. You want anything you want to fork into it? You have any wises?
I am wise?
Sure, that's a dice. And then that's all you can fork. Do you want any, do you have any other, well, no, that's your wise. Do you have anything you can fork? Brawling? Are you doing anything dirty?
Brawling? I got brawling.
So you're basically going to fight however and beat him up? That's another dice.
Another dice? I didn't know the dice.
Take another dice. Is anybody helping him? Or they all got separate things they want to do?
Since I was falling close behind him, and, you know, Gonash just summoned a whole lot of minions,
yep.
I'll let him go up.
Yeah, because we've got two different battles going right now.
Yeah.
Anybody's going after the undead, that's not this challenge. This challenge is with Gonash.
I let my friend orc go up, fight the non-friendly orc, and I stop at the base of the throne, and I start fighting off the minions to keep
them from interrupting their fight.
Good enough.
Yep.
So we're just going to do Gonash, so I'm going to get remove the dice. There. So, since you're charging at him, I'm going to get Tremble and Fear. So that's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. If you lose, and you go after him, you drop your axe, and you realize how, basically, he intimidates you to the point where you fall backwards.
My stakes are split in his fucking head.
Okay, let's do it.
And with that, my honor will be regained.
So you fail. So you see this gigantic illusion. Like, it looks like he just laughs. And he's just like, now he's 10 times the size as he was before. And your body begins freezing out for all your steel. And your steel test is... Your hesitation is 10 minus your will.
Oh. 4.
You have to roll steel. How many steel do you have?
8.
Go ahead.
Okay.
You got 3 successes. You can spend a fate and reroll your 6s. Or, yeah, that's all you can do now because you already used that. Or you can spend your D's point and reroll all failed dice. But that's like, D's point is like, this means the world to me! On a steel test, I'm not sure, but it's up to you.
Didn't I already use my deed?
Steel test. Failed steel test. You can do one of the following there, Mike. Stand and drool. Fall prone and beg for mercy. Swoon. Run screaming. You so failed by...
I've run and screamed for 5 turns.
Yes.
5 actions.
5 actions.
5 volleys.
Yeah. And how many volleys does he get around?
When you up run screaming, you must flee at top speed away from the source of terror. If he does so, he must scream.
He's like a bitch.
Well, he's just running screaming past you guys. You guys can do whatever you want.
Well, I'm just diving into the fray and hacking the shit out of them with my big-ass elf sword.
No problem. So, what are you doing?
Well, I'm coming in from the opposite side, bashing and cleaving away.
Who's taking initiative?
I'll take the half on the right. You take the half on the left.
Agreed.
Okay, no problem. Okay.
I don't know how I want to kill them. Shield bash one, cleave the other, and kick the last.
Nice. Alrighty.
So, I'm just going in against my 3, sword swinging, I'm going to fork in my knives, I'm going to draw my knife and just shank one of them in the eye socket hole thing face.
Okay, so split your attack between attack and defense.
Alright, and that would be based off my sword skill, which...
So I'm going to give... they're undead. 1 to defense, and... 5 dice to attack.
4 to defense, 5 to attack.
Okay, do the attack first.
Oh, sorry, I'll defend against your attack. Hi-ya.
1, 2 successes.
Also 2 successes.
Okay, so they don't do anything in attack. Defense. No defense.
3 successes.
3 successes. What is your damage on your...
Sword?
Sword, yeah. And what's your add?
My add is 2, my incremental is...
So your first one is your hit, and then you get one of your adds, unless you want to change location.
No, but I'll add it, yeah. Which gives me 10.
Yeah, you destroy them. Your turn.
Okay.
Yeah, I forgot to set stakes. Fuck. That's bad of me.
Destroy them.
You destroy them, yeah, right. If they win... Well, they damage you. I guess, yeah, because it's just an attack thing. Basically. So they're going to go... how many dice you got? Your skill plus your forks.
Okay, the skill, so my axe. And my fork will be brawling, because I'm just...
Sure, because you're kicking and doing whatever, yep.
And you sure skulls. We can only fork one skill?
Yeah, you can only fork one thing and one wise.
Okay.
So it's plus 1 if the skill is below 5, plus 2
if it's above 5. Yeah.
So I would get my axe plus... Because it's brawling 6.
Yes. Your axe is 9?
Yes.
Holy fuck!
So if you ever get into a fight with them, it's going to be dangerous.
My sword is 7, and my damage is much better than his.
Okay.
Also, I'm a great...
So I have 2 defense and 4 attack. I'm doing 2 and 4.
You
four
divide me how you
4 and this many.
Alright. So here's the defense, I guess? Or I'll do attack first. I got 1 success.
It damaged him.
They hurt you. Good enough.
Wow.
And defense. Nothing.
You
Constitution?
Well, you're able to destroy them. Because that is...
Well, how did you add 14 dice?
Because he added his armor, too. You get one for every armor point.
Oh, I forgot about that.
Yeah, and I have dwarven plate mail and dwarven shield.
I will do it.
So, so 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 successes?
Yes.
Well, what's your base by itself of your axe?
My axe?
Your incremental, yeah. You don't have it written down.
No, I...
No.
That never happened last time.
Okay, well, we'll just assume you destroyed them because you have so many adds. However, they get the
this
damage...
This is a dwarven axe as well, so superior quality. Chances are it's decent.
Yeah, with a spear. So you get jabbed with a spear in your side for a B3. So look at your chart. Your health chart. Here, right there.
Too many. Okay.
And whatever your B3 is. So your superficial is 4. So B4. So B3 doesn't even hurt you. A B3 just like...
Just glances off
you and it doesn't even do damage.
And I destroy them?
Yes, you obliterate them. But can you just do that thing there? Mike is running away in fear. Down the stairs.
A great time running away in fear.
Screaming.
Screaming is
air.
Bloody fucking Mary.
What, he needs his weapon if he's gonna
do it. You know what? I fucking failed this shit. Totally down the shitter, man.
I know.
I've never regained my lost honor. If anything, I've lost more honor.
But there's no one else around but the people.
I lost more honor than I've regained.
Okay.
And you see the orc running down. He's running down. Screaming and like making his way out of the exit. You don't know why because you don't.
I'm just going to engage him. Like I'm going to draw my sword and charge him.
I'm closer to him and I wish to cleave his head off with my axe.
All right, cool. So you guys are rushing up the stairs.
Yes, yeah, right. And I would have been at the base of the stairs anyway.
Both would. We were both just killing the fucking skeletons.
All right, cool. As you guys come up. He's going to do a defensive roll. So all defense dice. And the defense dice is, as you guys come up, so whatever what you want to do, he has a trap set up on the stairs. That the stairs basically fall up. Like, it's a dwarven thing, right? If they see somebody approaching, because the reason why the stairs are up, the stairs will, like, crumble. So I guess you just let him scream and run by.
Elvish are coming.
If I shield bash him on my way, would that knock any sense into him?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to bash him with that shield on the way just to get him out of the way, because a large orc coming down is probably difficult to walk up these stairs.
So you just see a gigantic shield coming towards your face.
Shit.
Or through your gut, I guess.
Yeah, it wouldn't be coming out my face, not from a dwarf.
No.
Crotch level. Thought...
Oh, yeah. You're mean.
You just nailed your
no crush. Orc babies for me.
Alright, let's just fucking figure this out. So, he's got a trap. How do we respond to it?
Right. So,
at close work, can I jump?
I thought I was getting a shield in the deck.
How do you want to defend yourself against it, basically?
Well, what is the stairs crumble away? Is there a hole, like a pit?
Well, we can always say that the stairs shift into a slope.
Oh, okay, it's the classic slide trap.
Yeah. Which he has a switch, which he nails. Because he's bleeding, and this is his only...
Well, I'm just going to try and get to the top of the stairs before they can angle enough that...
Okay, so that's just a speed test.
Cool. Is there any way I can have an agility test?
No, agility is not the same. Agility is like your hand-eye coordination. Speed is like your actual running. And it's just going to be an ob test.
Okay.
So, I think it's just going to be like an op 3.
1, 2, 3, 5, 6, 7.
Okay. The speed test, if you can find another skill that can help you out. It's an op 3, so it's not that big.
Well, I have a speed of 3.
Well, you have persona points, which can give you additional 1 for every time you spend it.
Yes.
You have deeds that make you reroll your dice, failed dice. You have fate every time that you can reroll your 6s after you count on success.
It's also got a... He's wearing full plate armor.
It doesn't matter.
With a clumsy weight.
You can get 1 for spending a persona.
Okay.
And
yes.
Deeds, you can double your dice.
Deeds.
You can double your root skill, yeah.
What's a deed? Like, how many do I have?
You have 3, 2, 1. So you have 3 fate, 2 persona, 1 deeds. Plus and minus whatever you ended up getting from the thing. You got it, cool.
I hit my ob on a 3.
Nice.
So I just make it up the stairs.
You just make it up the stairs.
Okay. Well, I'll use my one deed.
Yeah.
And that will effectively double your dice pool from what I already have.
Yes. So whatever your route is, just that.
Oh.
If your speed is 3, then you double it to 6. If you spend
six. Yeah.
And I would use one more for. I had 3 persona points?
If you want to use persona, sure. You have 2 persona points. So you can add 1 for persona if you want.
What did I have 3 of?
You have 3 fate points. Anytime you roll 6, you count it, and then you can reroll your 6 again. Open-end dices.
So I've got 6 dice, and I'll have 4.
And nothing's going to stop you, because you spent your deed. You're like, no! Nothing's going to stop me.
Come on. Exactly. I'm giving this all my little dwarven legs can give.
Yeah, you got it.
4, okay.
You're up there.
Yes.
And he's just there against the edge, and there's like a drop on either side, right? And you guys are basically just kind of shifting around this thing. So I guess we're going to go into the fight mechanic. Oh my god, fight mechanic. I fucking hate it myself, actually.
Really? Oh, wow.
No, I want to go up the stairs.
Well, there's no stairs. There's now a ramp.
Okay, well, I want to go up the ramp.
So it's knob 4 versus your speed.
And you're wearing plate? Okay.
My speed is 3.
So you need to be knob 5 of speed.
I will use a deed.
Are you sure it's not agility?
No, nope, agility.
He's not trying to run up, he's trying to balance while going up.
Sure.
He's trying to climb, which would be agility.
Sure, you can use your agility.
Okay.
Unless you have a climb skill.
3. I want to use my hatred with a ship.
Okay. Because it burns you inside that he was able to scare you.
Yeah, my stakes is I will stop at nothing to get up over this.
Over the stairs, right? That was your intent. Yeah. And the stakes for me, I said stakes, you said intent.
Oh.
My stakes is that if you fail to go up,
thank you.
You actually
slide back down.
No.
Yo.
Even worse than that. If you make it up to the top, but you actually interfere with combat, basically. You push everybody out of the way. Alright, everybody's there.
Smashy, smashy.
I'm trying to cleave him with my axe.
We're entering into combat.
Right.
Okay.
I'm charging him with my sword. I'm entering into combat.
Everybody's entering into detailed combat.
Yes.
Alright, so it's 3 against 1, which is just basically fine. First thing you do is each of these volleys. You have a maintain, close, withdraw, and let them come. Everybody chooses a position of movement, and then you choose what's the number of actions for this volley. Right, and each of these are the 3 volleys, right? So basically, you can choose based on how many reflex you have. Each one of the circles are a volley. So, like the first circle is the first volley, second circle is the second volley. Third one is the third volley. And what you do, you basically check them off based on how many you have. You can check something twice if you want to. If you have a sword, you have to do something based on the speed. So if it's a fast weapon you have, you can strike as many times as you want. So basically you can go strike, 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 strike. If you have a sword and it's slow, you have to strike. Then you have to do something else. Then you can strike again. You can't strike, 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 strike. If you have a very slow weapon or whatever... if you have a very slow weapon, you have to set before you can strike. You have to do an action called set.
Yeah.
You can strike. Your length of your weapon is what is optimal to you. So somebody has a short weapon against somebody who has a long weapon. When you're in optimal range as a long weapon, you get your regular rolls. If somebody is not in optimal, it could be in lunging. Lunging means they have an additional ob.
Alright, well, first thing I want to do is move into...
Right, so everybody chooses their volleys. That's secret.
So is move part of your volley?
Positioning is part of your volley.
Okay, so the range and cover, we check off
what... We don't do any range and cover.
Okay.
What position do I start at? What distance do I start at?
Everybody makes a speed test. Right. Everybody makes a speed test to see where everybody starts at the beginning.
Speed of 3.
Okay. So whoever wins the speed test gets their optimal range.
Oh, it's rolling. Okay.
I got 1.
I got 1.
I have
One.
You know what? Fuck God.
Three, four, five.
Fuck you, you damn hippie elf. I want to aim for the elf.
And now we got four.
I might assist him on that.
That's not a joke.
One, two. So we start at your range.
Long.
Okay. As of right now, everybody is long range. Why long?
Long is the distance of my sword.
Okay.
Long is optimal distance for a sword.
Right, so which is his optimal as well.
Yes. We are all in optimal.
We are all in optimal. Okay. Good enough. All right.
So what?
So everybody now chooses a position. You maintain, or close, or withdraw. So, volley one. Withdraw.
Maintain.
All right. So, his speed.
And we versus that?
Yes.
The logo roll?
Speed.
Two successes. I have two successes.
Four successes.
Okay. So he doesn't withdraw. Anybody get less than two?
He did?
Alright, well. I guess it's whatever positioning.
So he manages to get positioning over him.
Right. So you're at, right now you're at lunging range. You're at lunging.
Okay.
And everybody else is at optimal.
Yeah.
And then volley one, avoid.
I'm incanting spell for three actions.
Three volleys?
Wow. Three actions.
Actions.
In my first volley. I have six actions.
Your first volley, first action of volley, sorry?
Aggressive stance strike.
Okay, so his aggressive stance first.
Aggressive stance first, okay. So aggressive stance, he does avoid, and you do what?
I'm charging / tackling.
Charge and tackle, is that a thing you can do? Charge and tackle, okay. Gotcha, charge and tackle, good enough. So
versus avoid, I think it's
yep,
a versus.
I do a speed test, four, and you do your tackle, which is power-based. Is a natural maneuver, it's power plus one, plus speed advantage. So two successes.
One, two, three, four successes.
Okay. Charging. Effects. When using charge action, the attacking character hurls himself at the target. When by two, he's knocked off his feet. So you charge him, and he...
I knocked him off balance.
Yeah. Okay. Falls on his ass.
Now, for me, on my first volley, the aggressive stance struck.
Yeah, aggressive stance is your first thing, action. And then strike would be your second action in the first volley.
Oh, okay.
So now you roll your strike.
So your character has a plus one up to his next action.
Right. Plus two up. It's knocked on his feet. He did more than one success. Yeah. So your strike is whatever damage you do. So you roll up your strike.
As in skills, axe, nine?
Nice. You roll nine dice plus anything you're forking into it.
Which would be your brawling.
Yes, brawling.
Because you're kicking him in while he's down.
Yes. Okay. Now I get one up because I am at lunging range.
Four. And so what is your incremental?
I don't know what that means.
On your axe. Your axe?
Oh, the eye?
Yep.
Four.
Four? And what's your add?
The
two. Two. So you can take you can use two dice, add more damage. Or you can change location. He has armor on his chest. So he gets to roll two dice. If any of these successes, he negates your damage.
But he's got a VA.
Oh, what's your VA? He doesn't have any armor on his head. So you can spend one to change location to his head.
Okay, and that's under my...
And it just... You've got four successes. You can change the location to his head. He gets to choose where he takes the hit. He's taking it in the chest.
Oh, but I can take this to take...
To say, I'm hitting your head.
I'm hitting right in the head. Okay.
Right. Now you can use your adds. What's your add? Two?
Two.
You can take away two dice and increase your thing to an M. To a mark.
Okay.
Your incremental to a mark. Which would do more damage.
I'll do that.
And what's your mark damage?
Seven.
So it's B7. Which would kill him. Pretty close. It would incapacitate him, I think.
Okay.
So,
And I still have one success left, though. I have one success and my M is seven.
Seven. It'd be seven. Okay. Yeah. So that gives him a mini wound, so now he's at negative.
That assumes you hit, you have to roll to see if the...
No, he hit his head.
Oh,
he has a rubber head.
Yeah.
Okay.
That cost me one.
Yeah, so that gave him a B3. So, okay. He's still alive, but he's clinging on to dear life. And he's like, you'll never take over the kingdom and bullshit.
So, speed test.
Speed test?
Yeah. Technically, I was able to roll his steel, actually. But,
yeah, I could get steel.
Haha, yeah. Three successes.
Should have rolled
one success.
One success? Okay.
Three successes?
Three?
Yeah.
Alright, so what was everybody doing? Maintaining?
Maintaining.
I have close.
Okay. Alright, so nothing changes. Oh, except for you.
I'm back in optimal?
You're back in optimal. Yeah. Alright, so what did everybody choose? I chose strike.
I chose disarm.
Strike.
Incant spell.
Okay. Strike, well then, I've got... I have one dice to strike somebody. Well, let's see. I will try and strike Mike.
Okay.
You will never get your kingdom back. And then you try to strike him.
I will be more than happy to.
So you don't get a defense against it, but he got an ob 3. On one dice. Because he's on the ground. Oh, he got no fate. So, there. He does nothing.
Well, that doesn't end this volley.
Correct.
Or this round.
It does if he dies.
No, it doesn't.
Oh. Unless you're attacking everybody else.
Not everybody.
Wow.
I got the 4 successes.
Okay, he wants you to hit his chest. Where he has one armor. Actually, no, what's your VA?
VA?
Yeah.
Where's VA?
It's by the weapon
damage.
By your
weapon damage.
VA.
One. VA 1? Yes, okay, so we got one armor. He's saying, hit me in the chest. What do you say to that?
I will hit him in his fucking face.
Alright, so let's subtract one of your successes.
Okay. I'm down 3 successes.
So you're doing incremental right now. What's your add?
My add is 2.
So you can spend 2 and increase it to a mark. What's your incremental damage?
5.
Okay, what's your mark damage?
10.
Okay,
I would have gladly spent 2.
His damage is exactly the same as mine.
Yeah, you kill him.
Everyone
Basically, he's on the ground, he's like, I'll get you for this. And then he goes to reach up with his staff or whatever, or sword, sorry. And you just, you just kick it out of his hand. And then you're just like, no, you won't, or whatever. And then right in his face.
And I finish chanting, which means I get to roll my fucking spell.
Okay.
I got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 7, 8, 9. I'm an odd 5.
What experience do I get for killing the elf?
None. I'm about to try and kill you.
Are you serious?
In the next volley, I'm attacking you. You're the only orc left in the fucking place.
Could I use my
next volley? It's volley 3, me?
Yep.
Yeah.
Then do positioning rolls, guys. Before you fucking roll in.
No, this is at the end of volley 2. My spell finishes.
Okay.
So I'm going to try and maintain positioning on you.
Oh, that's what you chose?
That's funny, because I was planning to do this.
What's your maintain? What's your positioning?
Maintain?
Well, so we're both at long range to each other.
Right now, you're optimal.
Yeah,
everybody should be optimal.
So, good enough. You don't need a roll.
Yeah, okay. Same. Maintaining.
And then do the next thing. Your first action on your volley.
Yep, my first action on my volley. Incant spell.
What's your first
I roll my
spell.
Strike,
okay.
So I'm rolling against him now?
You're rolling your strike against him because you see him turning on you.
I have no choice but to help him.
Well, actually, he doesn't see me turning on him yet. I'm just incanting my spell.
I was planning to kill you right after anyway, because you're a threat to me.
You made it very clear. I owe him my life.
I'm good. My spell goes off.
So strike.
Okay, what's your spell do?
My spell makes my weapon fast.
Nice. Okay. So how many successes you got, Mike?
3.
3 successes. And what do you do to clear your damage to be taken?
Left leg.
So your left leg is how much armor?
4.
I get a strike on him too, right?
If you turn on him, yeah.
Yeah, well, no. I have to protect him.
Well, so you haven't seen me attack him.
Yeah, you haven't seen him attack him yet. It's just that he wanted to kill the elf afterwards.
So
I don't trust elves anyway.
I was planning to kill the elf.
Yeah.
You realize if you kill me, I can't pay you. My lowest armor is 4.
Alright, so it doesn't matter what you have to.
Alright.
Like, you only have 3 successes. Even if you move, yeah. You're still going to VA up by... Or you're still going to up by 1 anyway.
Yeah. So really I would say go directly to Mark. That's about all you think of.
Yeah, that's all you can do.
Go to Mark, and then hopefully he fails his rolls in the dice.
Success.
Right. He negates the damage.
And now I get a strike on you. Oh, yes. Sorry. You were going to strike me?
Well, he... Yeah. Already, like... You two have started fighting.
Well, so no, he started fighting him.
Yeah, he just arbitrarily attacked me.
I would say you're standing drooling and to do another volley, but you're doing the attack against him?
Yep.
So go ahead and do your attack. I don't think it's fair for you just to all-up attack him.
Well, wouldn't I be last, like...
No, everything happened at the same time.
Yes. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 with the link. And it's a gray.
Oh, you're fucked.
And I do the same damage as you do.
Go armor! better than yours.
Slightly, yeah.
What is
my
deal
VA is better than yours, though.
We're the persona a while back, I think.
Hiya.
That doesn't look too impressive.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5...
Never mind.
6...
So, next volley, guys. So, ching.
Oh.
You see them attacking each other now.
Yes.
So, set up your next volley, guys. I don't even have to be involved in this. I sit on the sidelines and I'll watch this. So, do your positioning tests and everything.
Oh, that's fun.
Yeah, I don't think
volley one. Position.
Maintain.
I could close. Damn.
Close?
Well, that would be close, right?
Yeah.
So it's going to be a test between you two.
Speed test.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And if I fail, I'm
don't forget to put your persona and fate and all that shit. So your king is dead. Now what?
1, 2, 3.
I have 1. So, I don't close, I stay.
Maintain.
Yeah, you stay at long distance.
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm in optimal.
Yeah. You're still I don't know why you wanted to close.
Everybody's in optimal.
No, I thought you'd withdraw or something.
No.
But then I realized it's against your speed, so I can't really do much anyway.
Right. So, it's optimal for your weapon. Push would be a close thing, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you would get a lunging for that. That's okay.
Okay.
So, next.
Yeah.
Oh, I actually did strike.
Strike? Counter strike against a void, what happens? And then the rest has to be rolled out as your attack.
Yeah.
So I roll my attack?
So you roll your attack, minus one dice.
Minus one dice.
Yeah, because one has to go into your defense. Don't forget, you can add fork and stuff.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
You're forking in stuff.
9.
And they're all separate tests, by the way, so you don't add them together. Whatever his void is, affects you and affects you.
Oh, okay, so I'm rolling...
Everybody's doing it,
yeah. Everybody's rolling.
Okay, for my strike, 3.
3 successes?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Okay. Now you can spend your fate and re-roll your 6s and add successes onto those. And if you roll
how
6,
many...
you roll all your 6s if you roll to spend a fate. And you get the success and you get to re-roll the 6s. And any 6s you get again, you get to re-roll again and count it. So you're doing a strike against who? Because don't forget, you can use your second action. You can just be like...
I'm striking him.
You can actually say... You can actually book your second action since you think he might do something in your second action.
So, I'm striking...
You're striking the orc, okay?
I'm striking him.
You can't. Go. Yes.
6. I'm moving to your head, and then I'm maxing my stat.
Right. So now you got to roll 5 dice and beat 3. So op 3 with 5 dice, because it's your armor.
Later, Mike.
Oh, yeah, no kidding.
He just took the hit.
Okay. Then I deal him... I'm pretty certain lethal damage at 15.
15. B15.
B15, I think, fucking kills me.
I'm also stripping you off an awful... Oh, never mind.
Yeah, it fucking obliterates me.
Yeah? What do you mean, what?
What are you at? Death?
Death? Oh, you're dead. So he just goes, ha-ha!
Shink!
Can I use something to help you survive this shit?
No.
That's it, you're dead.
Okay, seriously?
Yeah, you're actually dead. He just shanked you.
Bye!
The dwarf disappears before anything can happen.
Falls off the edge.
Because he gets a second attack and I know.
Yes. Yep. Because his reflexes are higher.
Speed makes a massive difference in this game. I actually lowered my power so that I would have guaranteed hits.
Yep, that's it.
That was gay.
That's game. And yeah, that's pretty real.
I'm giving this a terrible review. Because I don't agree with the fact that my character just fucking died. Plus, if I wasn't planning to kill him, that would have been... He would have just mopped the floor with me. With me.
Oh, absolutely. He would have mopped the floor with you. And he did.
Yeah.
So...